AM radio is a vital community service. I'm an avid listener and sometimes guest on our excellent local stations. WJR out of Detroit.
That's Congressman Tim Walberg, Republican 5th Congressional District, speaking to his colleagues as the House held hearings on the importance of AM radio yesterday. And first of all, Congressman Tim Walberg, I thank you for remembering WJR, which has been, for 101 years, an important part of Michigan and many other states that we go into. And we take that very seriously, and I appreciate you bringing it up publicly for On the Record. And you should know, too, that last year I had many secret conversations with Jim Farley from Ford Motor Company after they announced they were taking AM off their vehicles. And I'm happy to say he let me know with the things that I had reminded him about AM radio that they had decided for the year to continue having AM radio. And I probably didn't ballyhoo that enough to get credit, but I certainly know that we did that, and it was excellent. But I'm not believing that we're going to win that battle over the long run, sadly. But I hope that you can from a congressional standpoint.
Well, Paul W., good to hear your voice. And now that I know that WJR is an AM station, I'm even more supportive. So,
Oh, that's funny.
Had I known that when I talked with Farley myself, I would have mentioned it.
You really?
I'm kidding.
You better be kidding. But you never know. I got to tell you very quickly, and I won't use any names to embarrass anybody. But a well-known guy who owns a big company said to me, they just bought another company and they have this great shower radio, and he listens to me on that shower radio every morning. This is several years ago. Every morning he would listen to me on that shower radio. And he goes, I'm going to give you one. In fact, I'm going to go get mine. I'm just going to give it to you. It's brand new. He gave it to me. I went home. I turned it on. And it didn't have AM radio even on the radio. So how he was listening to me every morning on that radio is still a mystery to me. Because AM radio, unfortunately, hasn't done a very good job of fighting for its existence, fighting for the best quality, fighting for the best technology. We kind of stood back and let that go with our FM brothers and sisters. When, of course, when FM first came out, they had to give FM receivers away to get people to listen to it. But now we're here today, and the truth of the matter is, streaming is not just the future, it's now. We have a lot of people streaming us at WJR.com, which they can do from anywhere in the country or even in their kitchen, or the WJR app to get podcasts and our broadcasts. So I'm not sure. I know that your argument was good for AM radio and for the emergency broadcast system, which is called something else now. And I wish you good luck on this. How did it go?
Well, I think it went well. Why I say that, you're absolutely right. You're in a battle, and the younger generation isn't listening to radio as much, and maybe that's why we're having some of the craziness that's going on our college campuses, because they're too attuned to all of this new social media,
right?
Streaming, blogosphere, and then, of course, we have to also say the satellite systems that really don't cut to the chase about what goes on in their real world, their real life surrounding them. And that came out yesterday in the hearing that, for instance, in Navajo Nation, they have two stations. One of those is in Hispanic, the other one is in Navajo, and they have some English on it as well. But there are certain, especially older Navajos, that talk only in Navajo, and they wouldn't have a communication system for their emergency or otherwise if that station wasn't there, an AM station, and talking to them in the language they understand. But also, all of your good, and I do have, and I have it a long time, my little blue and white hanging, it hangs from the shower bar that I listen every day, every morning I'm home to WJR, and it gives me the capabilities of hearing about the good advertisers that you have, the sources that we can trust, and I don't get that from Sirius. I can get a plumber that's out in Seattle, Washington, but that doesn't do me any good. So I think there's a lot of stuff that came out yesterday. Plus, the auto industry made statements, commitments, and I asked them for that commitment, that they would do their best to make sure that if a consumer wanted an AM radio, they could have an AM radio. Now, one of those choices would be a hand crank, and I don't think that's what many of my constituents are asking for.
I understand. We have some of those emergency radios with a hand crank. Actually, yeah. Kim got those a long while ago. I thought it was funny. But here's what I said to Jim Farley, that's over a year ago. I said, you guys advertise the fact that one of your trucks, F-150, one of the, you know, when they were going all electric, and I know they put the brakes on, no pun intended, but you say if there's a power outage or a national disaster, your truck can give you the power so that you can still tune in and hear what's going on. Well, I said to him, that's great. You advertise that ability. At the same time, you take away the AM radio, which is the radio band that will have all of the emergency broadcast information.
Right.
And he said, well, I actually had not really thought about that. Now, I didn't say, well, of course they could switch it to FM, because I'm not going to say that out loud. But it is true, AM radio is dependent upon for safety for a lot of reasons. So if you're going to have trucks that, say, can give you the power so that you won't lose touch with reality and you want to be able to tune into the radio, you should still have AM radio.
Yeah, and they're capable of doing that. And when I hear one of the witnesses speaking for the tech aspect of it, saying that we're wasting money fighting to keep AM radio in when China's cleaning our clock on EV cars. Well, I think we ought to look at the other way. Why is China cleaning our clock on EVs? Because we are pushing ourselves into that without having the resources to do EVs as expeditiously as they can do it, because they control all of the minerals. They control the chips and the sources that are necessary right now, and right. We've hamstrung ourselves from doing it. We might be able to get EVs if we wouldn't do that stuff, and then we could have AM radio in as well.
I just want to say we gave up a 100-year head start by going EVs, and that leveled the playing field for everybody, which I'm sorry we did that. You understand what I'm saying? We had a head start of 100 years in Detroit. We go with EVs, all EVs. We're now on a level playing field with people who have been in business for a year or two and don't have any legacy costs. So we cut our nose off to spite our face, my opinion. Congressman Tim Walberg, very quickly, students at Michigan State and the University of Michigan showing much more sense than the Ivy League schools, but they have joined anti-war protests across the country in setting up an on-campus encampment and decrying the Israeli or the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Your take on that?
Well, universities shouldn't be daycare centers, and I think that's what they become. Thankfully, University of Michigan, and talking with President Ono just in the last couple days, they put in place some really good effort, and I think we'll see that impacted on the university campus in the future. We want university students to be able to demonstrate. That's part of being a university student. But we don't want them to demonstrate to take away rights, freedoms, opportunities, and promote insecurity for other students. Our Jewish students should not have to put up with this, and hopefully University of Michigan, Michigan State will lead the way as major universities to take a stand for freedom, but sanity and decency.
From your lips to God's ears, thank you again for standing up for WJR and AM radio. It's always been a pleasure having you on the show, and we thank you, and we'll have you on many more times, Congressman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Congressman Tim Walberg, the Republican from the 5th Congressional District, standing up for WJR and AM radio as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith.